This episode is brought to you by IVP. Do you feel exhausted by the noise and chaos of the digital age? In the Digital Examine podcast from IVP, author and pastor J.Y. Kim converses with leaders, pastors, and scholars who are seeking to reorient their lives around peace and self-reflection. Join them as they tune their hearts and minds to hear the voice of God in all its clarity, kindness, and strength. Watch the Digital Examine on the IVP YouTube channel or listen on your favorite streaming platform.
This is IVP. Listening to Get in the Word with Truth Table. Your word is truth, your
word is life. Presented by InterVar City Press. Your word is truth, your word is life. The Daily Audio Bible Podcast, read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwan. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us. Open our eyes that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Psalm 143, a Psalm of David. O Lord, hear my prayer. Pay attention to my plea for help. Because of your faithfulness and justice, answer me. Do not sit in judgment on your servant, for no one alive is innocent before you. Certainly my enemies chase me. They smash me into the ground. They force me to live in dark regions, like those who have been dead for ages. My strength leaves me. I am absolutely shocked. I recall the old days. I meditate on all you have done. I reflect on your accomplishments. I spread my hands out to you in prayer. My soul thirsts for you in a parched land. Selah. Answer me quickly, Lord. My strength is fading. Do not reject me, or I will join those descending into the grave. May I hear about your loyal love in the morning, for I trust in you. Show me the ways I should go, because I long for you. Rescue me from my enemies, O Lord. I run to you for protection. Teach me to do what pleases you, for you are my God. May your kind presence lead me into a level land. O Lord, for the sake of your reputation, revive me. Because of your justice, rescue me from trouble. As a demonstration of your loyal love, destroy my enemies. Annihilate all who threaten my life, for I am your servant. Numbers chapter 15. Sacrificial rulings. The Lord spoke to Moses, "Speak to the Israelites and tell them, when you enter the land where you are to live, which I am giving you, and you make an offering by fire to the Lord, from the herd or from the flock, whether a burnt offering or a sacrifice for discharging a vow, or as a freewill offering, or in your solemn feasts, to create a pleasing aroma to the Lord. Then the one who presents his offering to the Lord must bring a grain offering of 1/10 of an ephah, of finely ground flour mixed with 1/4 of a hin of olive oil. You must also prepare 1/4 of a hin of wine for a drink offering with the burnt offering or the sacrifice for each lamb or for a ram. You must prepare a grain offering, 2/10 of an ephah of finely ground flour mixed with 1/3 of a hin of olive oil. And for a drink offering, you must offer 1/3 of a hin of wine as a pleasing aroma to the Lord. And when you prepare a young bull as a burnt offering or a sacrifice for discharging a vow or as a peace offering to the Lord, then a grain offering of 3/10 of an ephah of finely ground flour mixed with 1/2 hin of olive oil must be presented with the young bull. And you must present as the drink offering 1/2 hin of wine with the fire offering as a pleasing aroma to the Lord. This is what is to be done for each ox, or each ram, or each of the male lambs, or the goats. You must do so for each one according to the number that you prepare. Every native-born person must do these things in this way, to present an offering made by a fire as a pleasing aroma to the Lord. If a resident foreigner is living with you, or whoever is among you in future generations, and prepares an offering made by fire as a pleasing aroma to the Lord, he must do it in the same way you are to do it. One statute must apply to you who belong to the congregation and to the resident foreigner who is living among you, as a permanent statute for your future generations. You and the resident foreigner will be alike before the Lord. One law and one custom must apply to you and to the resident foreigner who lives alongside you. Rules for First Fruits. The Lord spoke to Moses, "Speak to the Israelites and tell them, when you enter the land to which I am bringing you, and you eat some of the food of the land, you must offer up a raised offering to the Lord. You must offer up a cake of the first of your finely ground flour as a raised offering. As you offer the raised offering of the threshing floor, so you must offer it up. You must give to the Lord some of the first of your finely ground flour as a raised offering in your future generations." Rules for unintentional offenses. If you sin unintentionally and do not observe all these commandments that the Lord has spoken to Moses, all that the Lord has commanded you by the authority of Moses, from the day that the Lord commanded Moses and continuing through your future generations, then if anything is done unintentionally without the knowledge of the community, the whole community must prepare one young bull for a burnt offering, for a pleasing aroma to the Lord, along with its grain offering and its customary drink offering, and one male goat for a purification offering. And the priest is to make atonement for the whole community of the Israelites, and they will be forgiven, because it was unintentional, and they have brought their offering, an offering made by fire to the Lord, and their purification offering before the Lord for their unintentional offense. And the whole community of the Israelites and the resident foreigner who lives among them will be forgiven, since all the people are involved in the unintentional offense. If any person sins unintentionally, then he must bring a yearling female goat for a purification offering, and the priest must make atonement for the person who sins unintentionally, when he sins unintentionally before the Lord, to make atonement for him, and he will be forgiven. You must have one law for the person who sins unintentionally, both for the native born among the Israelites and for the resident foreigner who lives among them. Deliberate sin. But the person who acts defiantly, whether native-born or a resident foreigner, insults the Lord. That person must be cut off from among his people, because he has despised the Lord's message and has broken his commandment. That person must be completely cut off. His iniquity will be on him. When the Israelites were in the wilderness, they found a man gathering wood on the Sabbath day. Those who found him gathering wood brought him to Moses and Aaron and to the whole community. They put him in custody, because there was no clear instruction about what should be done to him. Then the Lord said to Moses, "The man must surely be put to death. The whole community must stone him with stones outside the camp." So the whole community took him outside the camp and stoned him to death, just as the Lord commanded Moses. Rules for tassels. The Lord spoke to Moses, "Speak to the Israelites and tell them to make tassels for themselves on the corners of their garments throughout their generations, and put a blue thread on the tassel of the corners. You must have this tassel so that you may look at it and remember all the commandments of the Lord and obey them, and so that you do not follow after your own heart and your own eyes that lead you to unfaithfulness. Thus you will remember and obey all my commandments and be holy to your God. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God." Your word is true. New Testament reading. Galatians chapter 2. Confirmation from the Jerusalem Apostles. "Then after 14 years, I went up to Jerusalem again with Barnabas, taking Titus along too. I went there because of a revelation and presented to them the gospel that I preach among the Gentiles. but I did so only in a private meeting with the influential people to make sure that I was not running or had not run in vain. Yet not even Titus, who was with me, was compelled to be circumcised, although he was a Greek. Now this matter arose because of the false brothers with false pretenses who slipped in unnoticed to spy on our freedom that we have in Christ Jesus to make us slaves. But we did not surrender to them even for a moment in order that the truth of the gospel would remain with you, but from those who were influential. Whatever they were makes no difference to me. God shows no favoritism between people. Those influential leaders added nothing to my message. On the contrary, when they saw that I was entrusted with the gospel to the uncircumcised, just as Peter was entrusted with the gospel to the circumcised, for he who empowered Peter for his apostleship to the circumcised also empowered me for my apostleship to the Gentiles. And when James, Cephas, and John, who had a reputation as pillars, recognized the grace that had been given to me, they gave to Barnabas and me the right hand of fellowship, agreeing that we would go to the Gentiles and they to the circumcised. They requested only that we remember the poor, the very thing I also was eager to do. Paul rebukes Peter. But when Cephas came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face, because he had clearly done wrong. Until certain people came from James, he had been eating with the Gentiles. But when they arrived, he stopped doing this and separated himself because he was afraid of those who were pro-circumcision. And the rest of the Jews also joined with him in this hypocrisy, so that even Barnabas was led astray with them by their hypocrisy. But when I saw that they were not behaving consistently with the truth of the gospel, I said to Cephas in front of them all, "If you, although you are a Jew, live like a Gentile, and not like a Jew, how can you try to force the Gentiles to live like Jews?" The justification of Jews and Gentiles. We are Jews by birth and not Gentile sinners, yet we know that no one is justified by the works of the law, but by the faithfulness of Jesus Christ. And we have come to believe in Christ Jesus, so that we may be justified by the faithfulness of Christ, and not by the works of the law. Because by the works of the law, no one will be justified. But if while seeking to be justified in Christ, we ourselves have also been found to be sinners, is Christ then one who encourages sin? Absolutely not. But if I build up again those things I once destroyed, I demonstrate that I am one who breaks God's law. For through the law, I died to the law, so that I may live to God. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So the life I now live in the body, I live because of the faithfulness of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not set aside God's grace, because if righteousness could come through the law, then Christ died for nothing. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. Gracious and holy God, we sit with your word again today. And in it, O Lord, we find the gospel. We are reminded, O Lord, that you are indeed holy, 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 and that you do deserve obedience from your people. When we look at times at the Old Testament text and we see what frankly, O God, from our vantage point looks like severe punishment for behaviors, O God, that we frankly take for granted, we are stopped in our tracks. We are reminded that you and you alone are holy and that you have made us holy by becoming your people. But you are the one who gives the law. And we thank you, O gracious God, that not only have you given us the law, but you have given us the capacity through the Lord Jesus Christ to obey it and to be found covered by Christ's obedience. We thank you, O Lord, that the Lord Jesus Christ has fulfilled the law on our behalf. We thank you, O Lord, that because of the work of the Holy Spirit, we are indeed developing the mind of Christ. We thank you, O Lord, that we don't have to walk in shame about your word. And quite frankly, O God, we confess that there are times and situations when we read scripture that we are indeed taken aback. But then, O Lord, we are reminded that we are in no position to judge the compassion, the holiness, and the purity of you, O God. And so instead today, we say thank you. We say thank you for the blood. We say thank you. Thank you for the new birth in the Lord Jesus Christ. We say thank you. We say thank you for that great exchange of our unrighteousness with Christ's righteousness. We say thank you for making a way out of no way, O God, for making us indeed the co-heirs alongside the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we don't have to live our lives afraid of stepping out of line unintentionally. We don't have to live underneath the shadow of shame. We can confess our sins and we can receive the grace and pardon that has been secured for us by the life, the death, and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And for that, we say thank you. In Christ's name we pray, amen and amen.
We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth's Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.
Let's go slow.